Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The annual Mackinac Policy Conference, sponsored by the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce, ends today. This is a major forum attended by politicians, lobbyists, journalists, and others from around the state and nationwide to discuss important issues affecting Michigan. Unfortunately, this year's agenda carefully avoids the most important public policy issue facing our state. That issue is state, county, and local governments and government school district unfunded liabilities for employee pensions and retiree health care benefits. In advance of the formal opening of the conference on Tuesday, a panel discussed how the metropolitan regions of Detroit, Grand Rapids, Ann Arbor, Lansing, and Kalamazoo, which together produce about 75% of the state's economic output, all suffer generally from shaky municipal finances and the deterioration of infrastructure. The problems exist for these regions for the same reason that the Michigan state government is not financially able to provide relief. In years past, governments at all levels committed to spend future money for pensions and benefits because of the past accounting loophole that did not require such expenditures to be recorded as expenses and liabilities in the year incurred. As a result, from the state government on down to the smallest governmental unit, the incentive was to overspend. This is exactly what happened. Census deception allowed them to pretend they were balancing the budgets. Today, as governments are both required to put such expenses and liabilities on their financial statements and are having to pay ever higher amounts for past obligations, they are still trying to avoid the truth about this past overspending. Today's financial crises were foreseeable more than 20 years ago when I started writing and talking about them. Police and fire protection budgets are going to be slashed, with lots of lost jobs. Infrastructure will continue to deteriorate. Other so-called government services are facing drastic cuts right now and in the coming years. The resolution of these massive unfunded liabilities will be painful all around. But the most important first step towards solutions would be for politicians and bureaucrats and the regular media to start telling people the truth. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.